This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Firefighters continue to battle several large wildfires in Colorado. More people are being evacuated because of the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo. The mandatory evacuation has been expanded to the North Creek area in Beulah from Central Road to the Custer County line. Thousands have already evacuated, and many don't know the status of their homes. We do know at least 144 structures have burned. Beulah resident Ned Pittman is staying at the Red Cross shelter in Pueblo and believes his house was destroyed.
It went through so fast. I was hoping maybe it just went through so fast it just skip burnt some stuff and it'll burn itself out.
The Aspen Acres fire is now at about 28,000 acres. The sheriff's office says the weather last night led to unexpected growth on the northwest side of the fire. There were some big upsets in Colorado's primary election. A political outsider has defeated 30-year incumbent Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Melot Quiros won Tuesday's Democratic primary for Colorado's 1st Congressional District. The result made national headlines as another Democratic socialist defeated a veteran lawmaker. Denverite's Kiara Damari was there.
Hundreds of people packed into Quiros' party, and after the initial results had her ahead by 2%, the energy continued to grow with confetti, dancing, and chanting. Though going into this month, canvassers weren't so sure.
The lack of name recognition until the last month, we really kicked it up. That's a testament to all the volunteers here.
DeGette was up for re-election for a 16th term and was losing by 7,000 votes early Wednesday morning. I'm Kiara Damari, Denver 8.
And the race for state attorney general. This November, Democrat Jenna Griswold will compete against Republican Michael Allen after they both won their primaries. For Secretary of State, the primary winners were Democrat Amanda Gonzalez. In the Libertarian primary, the winner was Alex Astley.